You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from askanything-app.com. Which data security posture management vendors are actually worth evaluating? The honest answer begins with a refusal to crown a universal winner. DSPM products may carry the same category label while solving different problems. One may begin with broad data discovery and classification. Another may begin with permissions and activity. A third may live inside a cloud security graph. Others are rooted in privacy, governance, encryption, backup, recovery, or a native productivity ecosystem. So the right question is not, which vendor leads the market? It is, which operating model matches the risks and data estate we actually have, and can the vendor prove it? For a serious enterprise evaluation, the defensible starting five are Cyera, BigID, Varonis, Centra, and Wiz. They create a useful contrast. Cyera is the modern data security pure-play benchmark. BigID brings broad discovery together with privacy and governance. Varonis emphasizes effective access, usage, and exposure reduction across collaboration and file estates. Centra is a focused cloud-first specialist. Wiz embeds DSPM in a cloud-native application protection platform and security graph. That core list is not the whole answer. Microsoft Purview deserves a place when Microsoft 365, Copilot, Fabric, Entra, Endpoints, and existing Purview labels define the control plane. Security, now part of Veeam, becomes relevant when privacy, data governance, AI trust, and resilience need to converge. Proofpoint's normalized derived DSPM is compelling when human risk, DLP, lineage, and data attack paths matter most. Then there are conditional choices. Palo Alto Networks is worth considering when Cortex is the strategic cloud and security operations platform. Rubrik is relevant when posture needs to connect with backup, recovery, and Microsoft 365 readiness. Thales stands out when discovery must lead to encryption, tokenization, masking, and key management. Concentric AI is a specialist option for semantic understanding of unstructured data and least privilege cleanup. IBM Guardium belongs in regulated enterprise and incumbent Guardium evaluations, even though its current public DSPM packaging is less clear than that of the leading shortlist. The evidence behind these recommendations needs careful handling. Independent comparative material and a current trade publication buyer's guide help establish which products merit investigation and where their strengths differ. Product documentation establishes what vendors say their systems support. Corporate records verify acquisitions. Customer stories demonstrate that an outcome is plausible, but they are not neutral proof that it will generalize. That distinction matters because the market lacks a current, controlled, apples-to-apples benchmark of discovery recall, classification precision and recall, effective access accuracy, scan overhead, and total cost. If a vendor advertises an accuracy percentage, rapid deployment, petabyte scale, or a dramatic return, treat that as a testable hypothesis. Precision alone is never enough. A classifier can be highly precise while still missing sensitive data. Consider the five central candidates in turn. Cyera is a useful pure-play benchmark for enterprises that want a data security control plane spanning cloud, software as a service, databases, AI, and on-premises sources. Its proposition joins discovery and classification with identity and exposure context, then drives remediation. The proof of value should test both precision and recall on the buyer's own labeled corpus, Calculate effective access through complex identity structures. Verify exactly what leaves the customer boundary and price each module and connector separately. Big ID is strongest when breadth and organizational convergence matter. It is a natural candidate for heterogeneous estates, legacy systems, privacy obligations, governance programs, and on-premises or isolated environments. The risk is that breadth may bring more architecture, tuning, stewardship, and module selection. A connector logo is not proof of content inspection, effective permissions, activity, lineage, ownership, or safe write back. The evaluation should focus on the hardest sources, not the easiest 10. Veronis approaches the problem through access, permissions, and behavior. It fits organizations struggling with oversharing, stale access, external guests, public links, service identities, and abnormal activity across collaboration and file systems. Its value proposition is not merely finding more objects. It is explaining who can and does touch sensitive data, then reducing exposure. Buyers with database dash, lakehouse dash, engineering dash, or multi-cloud platform heavy environments should test those areas as rigorously as Microsoft 365 and file shares. Centra deserves a place when the estate is cloud-first or data platform heavy and the buyer wants a focused specialist instead of a full cloud security suite. The important diligence questions are how scanning in place actually works, what metadata or samples reach the service control plane, how production cost and performance are affected, and what near real-time means for detection latency. Wiz is the benchmark for DSPM inside a cloud security graph. Its strongest argument is contextual. A sensitive database finding can be connected to public exposure, an overprivileged identity, a vulnerable workload, malware, code, and an attack path. That can improve prioritization for cloud and application security teams. But a cloud-centric graph should not automatically be treated as an enterprise-wide data security platform. Buyers must compare its depth in collaboration systems, privacy workflows, retention, and database activity with a specialist. The shortlist should change with the scenario. For a multi-cloud engineering estate, begin with Cyera, Centra, and Wiz. Add Big ID if source heterogeneity or governance is substantial, and Palo Alto Networks if Cortex is strategic. For Microsoft 365, Copilot, file shares, and software as a service collaboration, begin with Veronis, Microsoft Purview, and either Cyera or Big ID. Add Rubrik when recovery and Copilot readiness are linked. For privacy, records, governance, and security convergence, begin with Big ID, Security, and Veeam, and Cyera. Add OneTrust if it is already strategic. For regulated databases and cryptographic controls, begin with Thales, IBM Guardium, and either Big ID or Cyera. Make each vendor demonstrate the full path from discovering a regulated field to changing access or applying tokenization, masking, or encryption, while preserving evidence and keeping the application working. For data exfiltration, insider risk, and DLP modernization, begin with Veronis, Proofpoint, and Cyera. Consider Concentric AI for unstructured semantic controls and Microsoft Purview for a Microsoft-centered endpoint and productivity estate. For recovery and cyber resilience, begin with Rubrik and security with Veeam, then add an independent discovery benchmark such as Cyera, Big ID, or Veronis. The decisive question is whether the platform sees the live production estate and effective access, not merely the copies it protects. The proof of value method is more important than the logo list. First, Define the data estate before inviting vendors. Record each platform, account, region, boundary, data type, lifecycle copy, identity model, audit source, owner, regulatory class, and existing control. Do not let the easiest connectors define the test. Second, build a lawful labeled corpus using synthetic or properly authorized information. Include exact identifiers and near misses, organization-specific language, source code, secrets, multilingual content, tables, nested data, archives, scanned images, office formats, duplicates, transformed copies, and deliberately stale, exposed, encrypted, mislabeled, or unowned assets. Record the ground truth first. Then measure precision, recall, false positives, false negatives, time to first useful finding, time to stable inventory, and freshness after a change. Third, test the entire access graph. Include inherited grants, nested groups, conditional roles, cross-account trust, public links, external guests, service principals, tokens, AI agents, dormant identities, network exposure, actual access, and anomalous use. The result should be an explainable path from identity to entitlement to reachable workload or service to sensitive object. Fourth, measure scanning architecture and cost. Agentless, in place, and data never leaves are not interchangeable. Demand a data flow diagram and verify scanner location, APIs, snapshots, queries, content or metadata transmission, encryption, retention, privileges, production impact, incremental scanning, failures, upgrades, and disaster recovery. Fifth, score closed-loop remediation. For representative findings, ask whether the recommendation identifies the exact risky path, proposes the least disruptive fix, supports approvals and expiring exceptions, explains whether the action is native or orchestrated, allows rollback, verifies closure at the source, and preserves evidence for operations and audit. Sixth, run paired comparisons. Give vendors the same sources, privileges, time window, corpus, and success criteria. Preserve raw exports. Where practical, review findings without vendor labels. Finally, operate the candidates for 30 to 60 days. Initial scans flatter tools. Introduce a new store, a copied sensitive object, a permission change, an external link, a label change, an identity rotation, an AI source, and a remediated issue that tries to recur. Track alert latency, drift, reopened findings, analyst time, owner response, connector failures, scan spend, and throttling. A reasonable default scorecard gives the most weight to verified coverage and classification, followed by effective access, remediation, and architecture. It also scores risk context, activity and lineage, performance and cost, integrations, administration, support, and vendor resilience. Before scoring, apply hard gates. Prohibited content must not be extracted without control. Production impact must be acceptable. Residency and regulatory terms must be met. Critical sources must be supported. Export and deletion must work. And critical remediation must have approval, audit, and rollback. Commercial diligence should normalize what is actually being priced. Scanned and rescanned volume, object counts, production and backup copies, connectors, scanners, regions, tenants, modules, cloud charges, logging, services, support, and managed operations. Contract for source coverage and acceptance outcomes, not simply product access. Watch for recurring red flags, connector logo walls without field-level matrices, precision without recall, claims that no data leaves without a data flow diagram, Daily scans described as real-time, unexplained risk scores. Remediation that only opens a ticket. Automation without blast radius analysis and rollback. Artificial intelligence claims without evaluation boundaries and human review. Roadmaps presented as shipping features. Sweet discounts that avoid a specialist benchmark. Compliance. Reports confused with compliance, and products with no practical exit path. The final recommendation is intentionally focused. For most large enterprises, invite Sierra, Big ID, and either Varonis or Wiz, chosen according to whether collaboration permissions or cloud attack paths dominate. Substitute Centra when cloud data platforms are central. Add the ecosystem and specialist candidates only when their operating models match the requirement. The winner is not the product that discovers the most objects or paints the most severe dashboard. It is the product that, on representative data and with acceptable privileges and cost, accurately finds the sensitive assets that matter, explains who or what can reach them, detects meaningful change, and safely closes exposure inside the organization's real operating model.